The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
It's always a pleasure to welcome to the programme Crime Hack, veteran crime hack and criminologist Paul Williams. And we just have to talk to him because I am actually bewildered and confused with what happened today in court. As you've been hearing in bulletins all day, the charges against Patrick Hutch, who was accused of taking part in the murder of David Byrne, remember that boxing weigh-in in the Regency Hotel in 2016? Well, the case completely collapsed at the Special Criminal Court today, and he went off on a motorbike, and who knows what threat he is under now. Paul, what does nulli prosequi mean?
Well, it means to discontinue and drop the prosecution process or the trial. Normally this happens before a trial begins or commences, but it only happens when something pretty dramatic or new evidence comes to light that will affect the course of the trial. So therefore, and technically, Ivan, this means, if you take the full definition of the law to heart, that, you know, that the state can at some stage in the future reintroduce a charge against Patrick Hutch. The reality is that will never happen again. So Patrick Hutch is today an innocent man in the eyes of the law. But unfortunately, he is, as I've written in today's Irish Independent, he is, to use the gangland vernacular, a dead man walking, because he has been one of the primary targets of the Kinahan gang against his family, the Hutch family, that has now gone on for 3 years since the 5th of February 2016. So he is a person who, as I said, he leaves court, despite the fact that he leaves with his innocence intact, he leaves with a life sentence nonetheless.
Okay. And I'll come back to that and the state of that gang warfare, and I look forward to reading it in tomorrow's Independent, all aspects of that, as always. But what I can't figure out is this. One, there would have been a book of evidence. There would have been a DPP satisfied that the Garda evidence was able to stick. Why has this collapsed now?
This has collapsed because of the very, very tragic circumstances of the passing of Detective Superintendent Colm Fox. Colm Fox was the senior officer in charge of the Regency investigation. He was an outstanding man. I knew him many years ago. He was one of the one of several Gardaí who were assigned to my family many, many years ago, and he was a young, much younger cop. He was a man of impeccable character and integrity, hardworking, diligent to a fault. But he was under intense pressure. Now, something happened, Ivan, that nobody can explain. He tragically took his own life this time last year. It was very well publicised. Now, he left a number of notes which were referred to today in the court and have been referred to over the past year. In one note, the words that he expressed that he had been responsible for a grave error of judgment and apologised to the family of David Byrne. Now, there has been an exhaustive and extensive, you can imagine, trawl of all electronic devices and any documentation that Colm had any involvement with or had authored during the build-up to this trial. It would appear the only explanation is that it's what's called in psychology, I'm told, cognitive distortion. It's a case where an exaggerated and irrational thought that things are the worst that they can ever be. It's called catastrophizing, that he was hit by this. He took something on, he cracked, and he basically took his life. Now, the point about it is that what that does in cold legalese is it creates the existence of an existential doubt over the integrity of any prosecution or any conviction that may be obtained in any court, including the Special Criminal Court.
How?
Because you must convict. If Paul Williams and Ivan Yates are ever caught for some of the many things that we've both been responsible for, Yates. But if we were up in the trial...
Well, I'm more guilty together, than you, in fairness, but carry on.
You're around longer, baby. But anyway, but if you and I were chained to each other in the dock and we were charged with a criminal offence, we must be convicted beyond all reasonable doubt. It is an absolute golden rule. It is a rule that there is no misinterpretation about. You must be convicted beyond all reasonable doubt. If there is a doubt, if you ever sit in the courts of any case and you'll hear the judge charging the jury before they go off for the deliberations, or the defence will say it, and the prosecution will say it.
No, but I'm not buying this entirely. And tell me that I'm not. First of all, is there any suggestion of intimidation against any member of the force who is maybe acting in this case?
No, Ivan. No, absolutely not. No, this is as it's been explained to you. It's the only explanation is that this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Basically, Colin Fox, I've been talking to his colleagues from then, from the time the incident happened to now. And this man was a senior investigating officer up in the Northern Division, which is headquartered in Ballymore. He had about at least 10 to 15 serious crime cases on his desk. He was up to his eyeballs in one of the biggest crimes by organized crime that we have seen in 20 years in this country. He, at the same time, he was trying to keep all the balloons in the air, or all the plates in the air at the same time. And he was getting, you know, a guy like him is left to his own devices. There's other explanations for that we can go into, but the whole managerial paradigm you'd be talking about there. But this man was carrying a huge, huge pressure.
No, I accept that.
It's just got to him.
No, I accept that. What I'm not accepting is, how does the entire state and DPP and prosecution case rest on one police officer? Surely he's part of a team. But sure, no, let me finish. Surely there are other people. Like, just say someone dies or gets sick and can't participate in a case in any circumstances, right? Is in a road traffic accident or something like that. The case just doesn't surely come to a standstill. And surely, in any case, there might be CCTV, there might be fingerprints, there might be other evidence, there might be witness evidence. How come the whole case falls apart if one Garda, no matter how senior, goes missing?
Because this is unprecedented, and again, it is a very significant, for any defence lawyer will tell you, that it is a very, very significant development, something like this, if the senior officer in charge of an investigation into his client passes away and leaves an admission or the term, the words, grave error of judgment behind. Whether you like it or whether you don't, that is the law and how it works.
And why has it taken a year since the passing of Detective Superintendent Colin Fox for this to come about now?
Because I think this has been going on for months and months. The wheels of justice, as you know, Ivan, turn very, very slowly. But this was a very... there was a lot of scrutiny about this investigation into the background to Colin Fox's, all the devices he had, all the documents he wrote, all the emails he sent, all of that kind of thing had to be trawled through and forensically examined to the satisfaction of the defence as well as the prosecution. And if you have a client and somebody creates a doubt about their guilt or otherwise, then that case cannot go any further.
Okay.
And that is a fact. And you can't get around that.
Okay,
we have to be cognizant of the other victims here. David Byrne's family are very upset, understandably so, and I believe they were protesting this afternoon.
That's right.
The Dáil.
Okay,
what you can't escape, though, is that David Byrne's friends and his associates have so far wiped out 16 people who have been butchered and murdered, including two completely innocent people, by the Hutch site have claimed two lives.
So it's a rout. It's a rout. And I interrupted you when you said about the safety of Patrick Hutch. Just tell us your thoughts on that.
Excuse me, Patrick Hutch has left court today under a life sentence. He was under a life sentence before he was arrested and brought before the courts by the police, the legitimate arm of the state. He is a dead man walking, to use the vernacular, because he is the subject. These guys, the Kinahans, are determined to wipe them all out, and he is very much a man in the in the crosshairs. The fact that he got away from the court today and he's very happy and he's left court as an innocent man in the eyes of others, particularly the people. And this goes back to the primeval laws of the gangland jungle. It's an eye for an eye, although they misinterpret the Babylonian sort of original concept of that. If it's eye for an eye, they've well and truly got as many eyes as they should get. They've All right. murdered 16 people. And to end this conversation, this will continue until Gerard Hutch, Patrick Hutch, and Patsy Hutch's father, and Christy Kinahan Sr., and Christy Kinahan Jr., and Daniel Kinahan, and Liam Byrne, are either A, dead, or B, locked up in prison for life. Until that happens, this feud will remain and continue. And remember as well that these murderous psychopaths have been prevented from carrying out at least 50 other attempted assassinations. It is like a script from an Irish version of Narcos.
My thanks. Incredible, incredible. My thanks to criminologist and veteran crime hack Paul Williams for that really, really fascinating insight.